Charlie was a great recruiter and only worked with him starting October 1st, 1948.
It is my privilege to present the Democratic candidate for Congress, Cleveland M. Bailey, for a bow. And ladies and gentlemen, it is my further pleasure to present the next governor of West Virginia, Oakiel Patterson. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. I never expected to see a crowd like this at this time of night. I'll tell you what I want. I want one of you expert photographers to come up here and take a picture of this crowd, because this picture ought to go in all the newspapers in the country. To make a preliminary campaign tour of the United States. I've been in a great number of states, and I want to say to you that the reception in every state has been just like West Virginia's reception, a most cordial one. At Huntington this afternoon, I thought I'd seen everybody in West Virginia, but you have more people here tonight than were at Huntington this afternoon. I sincerely hope that all of you heard what I had to say at Charleston tonight. I explained just how important this election is to the people. You know, there's just one real issue in this campaign, but it has several ramifications. That issue is the people against special interests. The Democratic Party has always represented the people. The Republican Party has always represented special interests. In this tour around the country, I've been very careful to describe the differences between the stands of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party on the main issues that have come before the people. And you'll always find the Republicans on the side of special interest. When you understand just what the Republican Party has done to labor and to the housewife and to the farmer, and what it intends to do, if it gets a chance, you can't do anything else but support the Democratic ticket from top to bottom. You know, in 1946, two-thirds of you stayed at home. And one-third of the people who were interested enough to go out and vote elected this idiot, do-nothing Republican Congress. And that Congress set out to do three things. It set out to repeal the Wagner Act and take the liberties away from labor. And they did that with the Taft-Hartley Act as much as they could, and I vetoed. I wish you'd read my veto message on that, then you'd understand just exactly how I feel on the subject. Then they passed a law to undermine the farmers. And when the farmers are not prosperous, and when labor is not receiving good wages, we have then what the Republicans like to call a depression. A recession is a more kindly word that they use sometimes. We now are facing a situation which, if you do not go out and do your duty on election day, will bring about a boom and bust period just like you had in the 20s. I'm sure you don't want that. I'm sure you don't want that. Let me urge you, with everything I have now, to vote, not necessarily for me, vote for yourself. When you vote for yourself, you're voting in the public interest. And when you vote for yourself, you vote for me for president. And you vote for a Democratic senator for West Virginia, and you vote for a Democratic congressman for this district in West Virginia, and then maybe I can do some business. I can't with another 80th Congress. And when you do that, that'll mean that I'll stay in the White House another 4 years and I won't be troubled with the housing problem. How would you like to meet my family? All right. Here's Miss Sherman. And here's Margaret.
Okay. Good night, Mr. Chairman.